Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. We are here this morning in the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7, on your radio dial and streaming as well on your computer. Who knew? Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. I have to ask, I wasn't here last week. How was your little sabbatical in Florida?
It was sabbatically.
Sabbatically.
Yes. I had to cover the plants a couple nights.
It was cold down there,
it was
huh?
Cold enough. But other than that, the temperatures obviously were in the 70s, and everyone must have seen my posting of Guinness online.
Oh, yeah. It was like
21, I think.
21 or 22. Opus number 16.
17. Oh, 17. Okay. So anyway, it was a very nice trip. I'm grateful for my host, and I hope to go back again soon.
Probably sometime in February when it's really cold.
I think February looks good. But we have a great show planned for you today. We have some Christmas music planned. I have some O'Neill sisters who we haven't heard from, Edgell Mead, Connor Maynard, and the Battlefield Band. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to look through your Christmas season because I forgot mine. But in the interim, I'm going to play some Irish Rovers and some Christy Moore.
Oh, I like Christy Moore.
Especially around this time of year.
So we're going to start off today's show with Danny Boys from the O'Neill Sisters.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the roses falling. 'Tis you must go.
Oh!
back home. I know you know why you to go. You're not for this world.
Dream is over, I'm away. Clever end. Oh, promises they lead to tears, but I keep coming back. Baby, here we go again, again. Dizzy, dizzy. I can't take it. Can't take can it. We
This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was Connor Maynard, the man who records his songs in his mother's garage, from his album Contrasts with Merry Go Round. And before that, we heard from Edgell Mead from her well-known prize-winning album Bridget's and Patricia's with Not for the World. And we started off today's set with the O'Neill Sisters. We all know them. Mm-hmm. With Black is the Color. And the name of the album, and of course their version of Danny Boy, always a classic. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we are going to squeeze in some Christmas music, aren't we, Farmer?
We're going to try.
Yes, we are going to try. But in the meantime, you have something lined up for us.
I do. I'm going to have the Irish Rovers kick this set off. So that's
here we go.
Yeah.
Here's a health song to you, Bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And a bonnie wee girl for your wife. On the hills and the glens, the low valleys, grows the softest of linen so fine. And the flowers are all dripping with honey. There lives Martha, a true love of mine. Lovely Martha, you're the first girl I courted. It was you put my heart in a snare. And if ever I should lose you to another, I will leave my Kells Water so fair. For it's this one and that one may court her, but no other can take her from me. For I love love her as I love my Kells water. Like the primrose is loved by the bee. Some say that Kells water runs muddy. Some say that it never runs clear. As I sit here alone in my study, it reminds me of them that's no here. Here's a health unto you, bunny Kells water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And the bonny wee girl for your wife. For your wife. And a bonny wee girl for your wife.
Thank you. memory. I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I love so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride in the town I love so well. There was music there in the dairy air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, as I played in a small pickup. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life and found a wife in the town I love so well. But when I'd return, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and the damn barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and guns, oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they not forget, till their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright brand new day in the town I love so.
Of the body in that peaceful pagan home to pay their last respects, all the neighbors came along. In the wee hours of the morning, pagan words from a whiskey still, fallen from the bushes, sworn enemies or friends again. Someone spilled porter on the corpse in the middle of a song, and the stories kept on coming back from 1941. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, Mad Mary from the crossroads grabbed my arse for all to see. I'll tell your fortune, Scobie, if you come on home with me. In the name of God, now Mary, some respect for the dead. You can't be grabbing arses at a pagan ritual. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, Father Tim is telling Tommy how the Israelites came in, and Tommy's eating sandwiches that are piled up next to him. Someone started singing our revenge for Skibbereen. There's a French lad there translating for the next door neighbor's daughter, Jean-Louis and lovely Angelique. Sail on, Jimmy. Hey! Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, in the wee hours of the morning, we were howling up the moon, when the mystic wind took Jimmy way up to the mystic room. Up, 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 he's gone in peace to save us all. Gone with a mystic blessing from that peaceful pagan ritual. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual. No, you haven't. Sail on, Jimmy. Irish pagan ritual.
That was a live version of that farmer.
Yeah. It was live. I don't know where. Maybe at the lobby bar. Who knows?
Maybe there. You never know.
But it was off their... the song was Sail On, Jimmy, and it was off his Magic Nights album. And usually he's live on everything that he does, isn't it?
He does a lot of... He has some studio albums, but he's well-known, justifiably, for the number of live albums he
has. Yeah, so this is that 4-CD set that I got not too long ago.
And they're remarkable live performances because he doesn't allow any alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that I didn't know.
Yeah, so... But anyway, thank you for playing that. That was nice. And before that, we heard from our good friend, Patty Riley, with the Fields of Athenry. And before that, we heard from A Cheerful Noise, which is songs and dances from medieval Ireland.
Hmm.
Who knew that?
Not me.
So we heard the Preambulum. We all know that. A dance song, a young dance song, another Preambulum, and the Passion of the Irish Church. I'm not sure why that says what it says, but it does. So, Merry Christmas.
I guess.
And now we're going to be hearing our next tune.
It's that time of year again. We are thinking of old friends and our loved ones so far, far away. There's a candle burning bright in our window here tonight to guide you home safe on your way. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Come home to the ones you love, dear. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Your friends are here waiting. We're all celebrating a happy Irish Christmas this year. In every home across the land, folks are busy making plans, and the kids' hearts are filled with delight. Time for friends and family, presents round the Christmas tree, and the log fire burning so bright. Come home to the ones you love, dear. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Your friends are here waiting. We're all celebrating a happy Irish Christmas this year. A Christmas star is twinkling bright. Folks are traveling through the night like Joseph and Mary before. Please don't knock, just come on in. There's a welcome at the inn. Help us sing this Christmas song forevermore. Come home to the ones you love, dear. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Your friends are here waiting. We're all celebrating a happy Irish Christmas this year. Celebrating a
the storm-torn shoreline, a woman is standing. Her spray strung like jewels in her hair, and the sea tore the rocks near that desolate landing, as though it had known she stood there. For she had come down to condemn that wild ocean, for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands. Oh, and white were the wave caps, and wild was their parting. So fierce is the warring of love, but she prayed to the gods, both of men and of sailors, not to cast their cruel nets o'er her love. Now she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands. There's a school on the hill where the sons of dead fathers are led towards tempests and gales, where their God-given wings are clipped close to their bodies, and their eyes are bound round with ship's sails. And she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands. What force leads a man to a life filled with danger? High on seas are a mile underground. It's when need is his master, and poverty's no stranger, and there's no other work to be found. But she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and
it's feared she's gone down with our hands.
That was lively. The Chieftains, of course, from their Christmas album of many years ago at this point, with The Bells of Dublin. And before that, we heard from The Best of Silly Wizard. They're best and silly at the same time.
I guess so.
With The Fisherman Song. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us out with Sail on Jimmy. And that was from Christy Moore. And it was Magic Nights.
Ah.
And, yeah.
Okay.
I'm losing it today. I lost track of my sheet here.
That's quite all right. So on this day in Irish history, December 22nd, 1691. On December 22nd, 1691, the flight of the wild geese took place. This was the mass exodus of Irish Jacobite soldiers, around 12,000 of them, to France from Ireland after their defeat at the Battle of Aughrim on the 12th of July earlier that year. On the 3rd of October, Patrick Sarsfield, a leading figure on the side of the deposed James II, signed the Treaty of Limerick, ending the Williamite War in Ireland, and giving troops the option of leaving for France to continue to serve under James II. The wild geese, as they were known, were absorbed into all Irish regiments of the French army under Louis XIV in 1697. In 1969, the former French president, Charles de Gaulle, visited Dublin. His ancestor, Anthony McCartan, had left Ireland in 1691 with Sarsfield and the rest of the Wild Geese. McCartan, who was a native of County Down, served as a captain in the Irish Brigade in the French Army. The McCartan settled in Lille in northern France, and many of them practicing medicine. In 1837, de Gaulle's great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, Dr. Andronicus McCartan, traveled to Dublin to research the family's genealogy. In 1887, de Gaulle's paternal grandmother, Josephine de Gaulle, wrote a biography of Daniel O'Connell.
Ah.
So they were very involved in things Irish. But that's this day in Irish history. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
I am. I'm going to start us off with Noel Henry.
Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Thank you.
So this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 on your radio dial and streaming.
Oh, I like that streaming part, but I hope everybody's week went well. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And we will see you next week. Be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim Ugget, Augustahisha Hugan, Noluk McGwitch.